You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wasn't earlier in the week. But it's just dawning on me that all these other starters are going to play around the league, and I'm like, come on, man, what separates our guy from him? I'm talking about our guy being Michael Penix. It's Dukes and Bell. Happy that you guys are here hanging out with us. Thanks for showing some love and hanging out with your boys on a Thursday. Tomorrow is the first preseason game against the Lions. If you've not heard, again, multiple guys playing. Tonight we get three preseason games, and then tomorrow a slate of games, obviously ours. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock, so we'll be on from 2 to 5, and then you'll have all the pregame coverage leading into the game tomorrow with Wes and Arch having the call. But Joe Burrow's playing, Cam Ward. Look, some people say, well, that's expected. Okay. Well, guess what? Our guys played three more games than Cam Ward.
Right.
Like, you have to look at this from that perspective. Now, has he gotten more reps at the professional level because he was here last year, certainly at the end of the year, and maybe into leading into OTAs, minicamp, and all that stuff? Yeah, you could look at it that way. But when Kyler Murray, who's already got his bag, knows what a big season this needs to be for him and the Cardinals, says, I need to play in the preseason. It just makes me wonder, like, okay, Justin Fields says he wants to play, Mike, and look, he's in a new system, new coach, new team. Why not?
I just think that we, and again, this is hard for me to say because you know how I feel about this. I want to see at least a quarter, maybe a half, you know, in the second game, because the third game you're setting your roster. Since they've, and I think that some of this is we've really seen there's one extreme or the other when we've gone down to just three preseason games.
Instead of four.
So I thought Arthur Smith, like, again, don't matter now because it's ancient history, but, you know, how you never gave rid of those reps, that's criminal.
Well, but remember this, Mike. Arthur Smith came in the studio with us after his first season, and we asked him about not playing the starters in the preseason, and he said, yeah, you know what, guys, I learned from that. I'm going to play my guys more next year. The next year rolled around, and he didn't play Ritter in the preseason.
I think it was day 13 series, 13 play series, and that was it for Ritter. And you had a guy that by the time we're in the meat of the season, week four, week five, he's a lost puppy. He needed all the reps, even if it was against third and fourth string. However, whatever the opponents were going to be throwing at you, he needed those kind of live bullets. And, you know, now he's bouncing around teams. Like, it's a shame. It was a tough set of circumstances to be thrown to the Wolves as a third-round pick. We were saying, hey, he could be Russell Wilson. He wasn't. So now we got a guy we believe in, and he's getting a lot of reps. We talked about it with, if you missed the conversation with Tyler Allgeier, he kind of agreed with us. That was a big atmosphere with the Commanders, you know, on that Sunday night game. But it's only one of three games he got to play. So he is getting these 11-on-11s. They did a complete... If you went to practice yesterday, you literally saw a 60-minute game during practice with halftime.
It was good.
Is that enough, though?
I don't know. No, not at all. Because, again, you're talking about a limited amount of snaps. And remember, first team, and then the second team, and then the third team would run out there. It wasn't as if Penix was on the field the entire time. You had a game-simulated situation, which is why they call it that, but it wasn't as if the first team was out there the entire time. He didn't play 70 snaps yesterday, Mike.
Right.
He might have played 40, 30, 35, whatever it was. And you know, you're rotating guys in there. All right, that to be said, or that with that said, there are guys who may end up playing. As a matter of fact, Aaron Rodgers is one of them. Big O, let's get to 4th-and-1. Fourth and One is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Aaron Rodgers says he's on board with playing in the preseason. Quote, I don't think it's in the plan for me to play this week, but whatever Mike wants to do, I'm fully on board. Do you guys remember what he said last year with the Jets?
Mm-hmm.
He found out through the media that he wasn't going to play, and he was like, oh, that's news to me. Completely different attitude with the Steelers where he's at than where he was with the Jets. Because, again, last year I think he wanted to play, and they were like, no, they said Saleh said you won't be playing. And
but Saleh just never told him face-to-face. He got it through the media. Made him look like a bunch of knuckleheads.
And he was like, oh, that's news to me. Mm-mm. He's not saying any of that kind of stuff. Either way, here's another vet who says, if you want me to play, I'll play. I think he understands, Mike, new system. Again, new teammates. There's nothing wrong with getting these reps, guys, but I don't think we'll see Aaron Rodgers tomorrow or Saturday, should I say, when they play.
It's kind of funny. We heard about T.J. Watt wanting his deal, kind of a hold out, hold in for the Steelers. He got his deal. Now, Ironhead son Cameron Hayward, he's not practicing. He wants a revised contract. Now, it's a little bit different for him than for T.J. Watt because of where he is in his career. He's probably too old to get the big money he's probably expecting, if we're honest.
This is the issue. He wants a Julio deal. He wants an adjustment, right? Mm-hmm. So, Mike, move some of this money forward. Give him a little bump. But you cannot sign or give him a long-term extension. These guys are up in age, man. Hayward and T.J. Watt are they're 30-something-year-old
guys now.
He's
36. Cam Hayward is 36.
It's a problem.
And that's where with all due respect, and he's been sturdy. He's been a real anchor on that defensive line. And he's a solid piece.
This is probably his last run.
But again, $13.45 million of his $14.75 million in compensation via a roster bonus. He's under contract for $14.5 million for this 2026 season. That's about you're not going to give it. You just said it. Your 36-year-old is not going to get a bigger bump than that.
No, that's the only way you can make that happen. No new money, as we like to say. Hey, NFL sends a message on the smelling salts. We were talking about this yesterday. Clarified, Mike. You can bring your own salts, which is interesting.
Now, can you bring the ghost pepper smelling salts?
Look, whatever works.
George Kittle, I brought the extreme smelling salts where he whips out that stuff and half the entire offensive line goes, damn!
They said
the guys are running around like...
The policy doesn't prohibit players from using substances that they can bring. It's about the club supplying them with it. So Mike and I were talking about this concussions, and you brought up a really good point. How these trainers and the guys, the third party doctors are involved with this, but
you're
going to
look more lucid, or certainly look like you got more. You're more in with what's happening, and you're not going to give a true baseline if you've been concussed, if you got smelling salts, if you just took some.
But if I could bring my own, what does it matter now? Right. Like seriously, you got your sauce? Yeah, it's in my pocket.
But this is kind of weird.
It is.
It's like this is like you. So bringing a cooler to the race, NASCAR, okay. So now, guys, if they want to do it, now, some guys don't use it. Amazing how many guys use it. As George Kittle says, every series he's going out there. Some guys say even every play that they're going out there. They're just kind of taking the smelling salts. And again, guys, it's ammonia-based, and it's just kind of, whoop.
It wakes you up.
It just gets you going.
Yeah, it'll wake you up. You do it for fun, don't you?
No, that's called Whippets.
Okay. I thought you did it for fun. You said yesterday it's been a while since you've done it.
No, I think I did smelling salts once, and it was just because somebody had it, because Chris Lane was our running back, toughest guy in the world, and Chris, that's a guy we call Jetta, and Chris talked like this. Hey, Mike, you want to? Chris, I really don't need that. I'm just a long snapper. No, try it. So he snaps out of my mouth.
Whoa,
that is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to long snap should that occur.
It'll get you right. Know
I can't lie to you. I never got my uniform dirty in 4 years, man.
Hey, man, tonight we get Colts, Ravens, Bengals, Eagles, Raiders, Seahawks. Those are the first three preseason games. Of course, Lions, Falcons tomorrow at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Browns play tomorrow night as well, as Shador is going to get his first shot. Speaking of Shador, let's hear Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Browns. She does a terrific job talking about this Shador situation.
I do think that they are doing this the right way with him and making sure that he is successful as he comes up the learning curve. And they're flying in the face of what everybody wants them to do, but they have stuck to their guns and they're not succumbing to media pressure and public pressure and fan pressure. They're not doing that. They're doing what's right for Shador, and people have to understand that. They're doing what's right for the football team and for Shador.
Interesting. I feel the same way, but I also think the door is open. And This may be a door that they can't close, Mike, if the kid performs well.
Now, again, it's all relative to who you're playing against, and I still want to see him come out there and ball out. I mean, whatever you think about this guy, if he goes out there and looks fluid and is making the right decisions and the ball is being released on schedule, he's hitting guys in stride, okay. And other guys can't get on the field, then he makes the team. But there was a legitimate concern about how do you make the team when you're the fourth guy in the depth chart? Everybody else got hurt. He's even got a bit of a shoulder issue, they said, this week. A bit of wear and tear. So we'll see. Meanwhile, a guy that can pick him up and put him down, Shador's more of a pocket passer. Jordan Love, telling the media up in Green Bay, wants to use his legs more. Quote, every game there's a couple of options or instances where I could have taken off. Got to pick your spots. You know, you got to do the right thing. Don't get hurt. They lost, of course, in the wild card playoff last year. The year before was the huge win over the Cowboys. And, man, this guy got, remember, they had a small sample size, got his contract. You cool with him doing more running?
I am. He's capable. And he's elusive like Aaron used to be early in his days. Aaron would just slip away and slip tackles and then throw the ball down the field. Jordan has a lot of that in him, but I think, Mike, he could be more effective with running the football when you said it, when he picks his spots.
Hey, the Falcons depth chart came out. We'll talk more about this in the 5 o'clock hour, but one guy that's not on, I was telling Day-Day, no big surprise, don't see a Troy Anderson anywhere.
Yeah.
And now you begin to wonder, after, especially the comments that Ross said in his press conference about, you know, is this guy going to ever get on the field again for this team? I'm not trying to be melodramatic. What the heck's going on with that injury?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but also I think they knew this because they went out and got Diablo. And I think they knew where this might be headed. And so they protected themselves. And I got a guy, Mike, that if he can start, if he needs to start, and he's played well, by the way, in camp so far, Devon Diablo, I think they're not as worried about this by not taking care of this in the offseason. Hey, man, you want to hear something really crazy? Because we got a bunch of games on Saturday, too, by the way, preseason games. Cowboys play Rams on Saturday.
No Rashawn Slater. We talked about that earlier. They lost their left tackle for a while now, it looks like.
Yeah, that's the Chargers. Rams, Slater plays for the Chargers, Rams and Cowboys at 7 o'clock. Jerry Jones said this, and I just want you to hear this. This is his mindset. Now, this whole Micah thing has not been worked out, but he's just continuing to talk. And he's talking about how he bought the Cowboys with a handshake.
Really?
And the idea here, you got to think about this. What he's basically saying is, and I told you guys this, they met in March. He met with Micah privately. And I think this is kind of what happened. And I think he left that meeting going, we're going to be fine with Micah. And then camp happened, and it was like, oh, crap, Micah's tripping. No, Micah wants to do a deal through his agent. Listen to Jerry.
I bought the Dallas Cowboys with a handshake. Took about 30 seconds. And I gave the number, shook hands. The details we worked out later. As a matter of fact, one of the details involved a lot of money. And we had to flip a coin over that. But the fundamental, I'm buying, and you're going to sell it to me for that range, that's done. And those are done with eye contact and handshake. There is no question that in the case of a player contract, you have to have it in writing. All parties do. We have a contract in writing, yet we're still talking about renegotiating it. So much for that.
Well, that's not what his agent says. You know, you may have felt you had a handshake deal with your, and again, it was Steven was talking to Micah Parsons, supposedly, according to the Dallas papers. But that's not how it works. The agent's going to make the deal. Player can say all he wants. The agent's ultimately going to sign off on it. And Jerry did buy the Cowboys in 89 for $140 million from HR Bum Bright. You know, and but there was, you know, there was some paperwork involved. Jerry, just why does this happen every time? You got a guy, he's got an intrinsic value, he's one of the best defensive players, pay the man his money. Why do you stretch this out to another soap opera that'll go all the way to the season? It's stupid. And it happens every time he's got to pay one. It's almost like, dude, you're one of the richest owners in the league and you just don't want to part with the loot. Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. It's and by the way, rich guys doing business with a handshake is nothing new.
Right.
I mean, that's happened since the beginning of time.
Micah Parsons is not at practice today, by the way.
Yeah, well, good for him. I mean, like, seriously. At some point, you got to go, all right, look, I'm out here every day. Hey, man, we're coming back. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Coming up, Day-Day's got Yeah Man, No Man. Also, you're going to hear Braylon Trice. He stopped by the morning shift. We're trying to give you all the guys that you may be interested in, and some we're still trying to learn about. Mike, Braylon Trice is one of those guys.
Right.
You'll hear that interview coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But when we come back, we get the latest about the Lions. Rob Beard is now the AJC sports editor. But he came from Detroit and saw this Lions team and this organization turn. We'll talk to him about all of that, as that's the team we'll see at Mercedes-Benz Stadium tomorrow.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lions Falcons tomorrow at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's Dukes and Bell. And we want to talk to our buddy Rod Beard, who is the senior sports editor at the AJC, spent a lot of time in the great state of Michigan, covered the Lions, U of M, that's Michigan, obviously Detroit News sports editor, and the Tigers, all that stuff. But Rod, it's good to have you back on the show, because we were talking about the Lions and this transformation, because again, you go back, what, 5-6 years ago, it was like, man, is it ever going to get right with the Lions? And then Dan Campbell comes in. The question Mike and I have to start is, what is his adjustment now losing both coordinators? Because that's the real question, right? I mean, the personnel is there. We know we won't see a lot of these guys tomorrow in the first preseason game, but the Lions, how do they adjust with losing both offensive and defensive coordinators?
Yeah, it's going to be some adjustment in terminology because you're bringing in new guys, but the system and the guts of it are still going to be the same. And when you have Dan Campbell, he's the one that orchestrates these fourth down, going fourth and six, we're going for it sorts of things. I don't think we'll see very much difference there. But losing both coordinators is not an ideal situation. You just want to be able to work around that as much as you can.
Yeah, I mean, the way that Jared Goff's career was turned around by Ben Johnson, why do you think he didn't get off the porch and take a job the first time he was making all the rounds as a candidate for coaching?
Well, I think they had some synergy, and I think they thought they could have a Super Bowl-type year last year. So when you catch that lightning in the bottle, you want to try to run it back one more time just to see. And I think he knew he was going to be in line for head coaching situations and happened to be in division with the Bears. And so you don't really choose where the best opportunities are. You just take them when they come up for you.
Rod Beard joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, what was the reception when he got there? We're talking about golf. When he got to Detroit, because that was one of the first things that they did, right? I mean, the GM went and made this deal to go bring in a quarterback. What was the reception like? Did Detroit go, yeah, because I know they love him now?
Yeah, they love him now, but it wasn't nearly the same. Stafford was so loved because he was a kind of legendary generational quarterback. He didn't have the wins to go behind it, but you knew what he was. You knew he had a strong arm and he was super talented. For Goff, it was, let's just see. Let's wait and see what this guy can do. And it really started to reach that peak in the past 2 years when it was, hey, we have a real deal quarterback. And that just doesn't happen very often in Detroit at all. It is more, you have a serviceable guy And at best, it might be a Kirk Cousins situation in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Now with Goff, you know you have a top-tier, top-10-type quarterback.
Rod Beers with this guy, senior sports editor of the AJC. He's our Motown connection, Carl. Now, I know it's the first game of the year, and it don't mean nothing, but Dan Campbell was not happy because they looked sloppy on Thursday night.
Yeah, and you don't want to go into a national TV game like that where you're on display, everybody's watching you, and you just don't look good at all. And those first couple of possessions, defensively, you're just making the Chargers look like they're the Chiefs, just marching up and down the field on you. And you want to have something on tape. So from a coaching standpoint, it's good because we have 100 things that we can work on, and we just didn't look good. The other side of that is, yeah, these are the second and third string guys who are trying to make the team. You do have things that you can work with them on. But, yeah, in a general sense, the preseason games don't mean very much at all, but you just don't want to look like that. And you know your ones are going to be a lot better.
Rod, is there a real expectation now with Lions fans? I know there's been a lot of letdown over the years, and Falcon fans can relate to that. But the success over the last couple of years and getting close, is there a real expectation with the fan base?
Yeah, and that's the crazy part is – expectation and Lions don't even go in the same sitting. Like, yeah. Expectation of a top five pick in the draft, maybe, but not expectation of playoffs. And I tried to caution people about that. Is you can't have a 15-2 year and do what they did, getting the number one seed, and say that's the expectation. Copy paste that every year now down the road. You have a window of success and a window of winning in Detroit now that you haven't had in anybody's lifetime. If you're a Lions fan, this is just unprecedented times in the success that they've had over the past 3 or 4 years. So sometimes it's spoiled. Fans, when they get that level of success, they just get spoiled by it. And if you've been through that as a Detroit fan and a Lions fan, it's just really weird to see that, hey, they're expected to go to the Super Bowl. They're expected to win the NFC. It's just really weird to adjust to.
We're talking, guys, with Rod Beard, who's come to Atlanta from Motown, and we're talking about the Lions because that's who we're playing on Friday here and right here at 92.9. The game pregame at 5 o'clock right here on the mighty 92.9. The thing about Dan Campbell, everyone loves it. You know, when we played that introductory press conference, and admittedly, he sounded like a knucklehead. Players love this guy. The town loves this guy. But you go back to 2023. There's just moments where you got to grab the brass ring. Do you think he's learned from the mistakes and the way he managed that game against the 49ers, which really came back to bite him?
Yeah, it's you can only wave your hand above the flame for so long before you just get burnt. And I think he knew the game was there for him, and he was just trying too hard to do it. And we always talk about it. Are you going for two too early in a game, or are you gambling a little bit too much? And when it comes back to bite you, it just and you live that. He's never going to forget the opportunity that was right there for him. That could have been the Super Bowl. And again, Lions have never been to the Super Bowl, so you're talking about something that is a generational achievement if he's able to do it. They'd be building a statue for him immediately if he got them to the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Rod, you know where both teams are similar is at the running back. I mean, they got Gibbs, right? We got Bijan. They got, you know, David Montgomery. They've had these, like, this two-headed monster. We got Tyler Algier. And the crazy thing is the Lions did exactly what we did. They drafted a running back early and got killed for it, and now everybody's like, oh, that was such a great move because of the way this offense flows.
Yeah, and people want to second-guess everything that you're doing, but with Montgomery, that's your workhorse-type guy, but then you can just absolutely change the pace of what you're doing by bringing in Gibbs. You can line him up in the back. You can split him out in the slot. You can do so many different things because he has the speed of a receiver, but the skills of a running back to be able to do all of that. So that versatility is going to be what's interesting in both cases with the Falcons as well to see how they're able to leverage that and to make their offense so dynamic with it. And I think that's going to help Penix too, is that he can grow into that role and start figuring things out, but he can lean on those guys in the backfield too.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is a beast. We talked about what we just have here in Atlanta with a guy like Drake London. The offense, how do you think it now goes with new coordinators? Do they just basically, as Carl asked, the same kind of things? Are they going to have, using the athleticism, are they trying to go vertical in the downfield passing game? Because I just think sometimes you worry about the brain drain, especially when you lose a guy like Aaron Glenn on the defensive side.
Yeah, you don't try to perfect it. It is what it is right now. You know what Saint can do, and you just lean into that as much as you can. You don't try to have him run different routes or change his route tree or make him. He's fine the way he's an all pro receiver the way he is. So I think Morgan was there in the Lions staff before, so he's very familiar with how this stuff is going on. And again, with what they've done, nothing's going to be new. And it might be different terminology or the way that they execute certain things, but the playbook is essentially going to be very, very similar to what it was.
And by the way, guys, most of the guys we're talking about, we're just giving you the layout for the Lions because, again, there are expectations. They are going to be a good team. We'll see if they're able to get back to a spot deep in the playoffs this year, but you won't see a lot of these guys tomorrow in the preseason game, just giving you different perspective here on the team. Rod, I want to ask you about the Big Ten because you covered – Michigan State, you know the conference really well. I really like Penn State to maybe make it out of the conference this year. I know Ohio State is really good. What are your thoughts? Because when they added those teams from the West Coast, Mike and I were like, it doesn't feel right. I know it's the new world of college football with Oregon and, you know, USC and UCLA and all that. But I really like Penn State, and I think they're going to be really good. Plus, they stole Ohio State's defensive coordinator. What do you think about Michigan? Are they overrated?
Michigan's always overrated. It doesn't, and I'm a Michigan alum. It doesn't matter where Michigan is. They're always going to have an inflated sort of expectation of what they're going to do. So even when they lose their quarterback and they're starting a freshman, presumably, if they're rated at all, then it's a little bit high. But the Big Ten is just going to be really, really weird. Penn State just has to prove it every year. They could be the number two team in the conference. They could break through. This could be the year. And James Franklin, I mean, that's the answer to all of this. Is James Franklin going to be James Franklin, or is he finally going to win the big game and be able to break through? And that's going to be the right key to all of this. Ohio State's going to be good. We know that. Michigan's going to be formidable. Now that you added the West Coast teams, it's a gauntlet that you have to go through in order to be at the end of the season in that contention for the championship. But Penn State just has to show me. I mean, big game they get into, they figure out a way to lose it.
Yeah, man. I'm with you right there. Ryan Day finally breaks through, but every Ohio State fan I ran into on vacation still upset they can't beat Michigan 4 years in a row. You know how big that is. But, I mean, the quarterback, they still haven't decided who the QB is. Drew Aller does have the experience. But would you say the same thing goes to Sarkisian that applies to Franklin, that Sark sometimes shoots himself in the foot?
Yeah, and sometimes it is just trying too hard. But now you see with the expansion of the playoffs that you don't necessarily have to beat Michigan in order to get to the title game. There are different roads there, and you can lose two games, maybe even three games if you're a Big Ten team, because it doesn't necessarily exclude you from a 12-team playoff. So that's the good thing about the expansion. It's almost like the wild card in baseball, that you add another wild card, you make another team interested, another fan base interested toward the end of the year. And so it's a good thing, but just how much do you want teams to play once you start getting to the playoffs? It's just a lot of games to start worrying about. But it makes the regular season not this one loss and you're automatically eliminated from contention sort of deal. And that's what people were frustrated by. And they started scheduling these pancakes and easy schedules because we know if we lose one, we're really on the edge of being able to qualify.
Senior sports editor with our AJC now, an experienced gentleman in Rod Beard. Rod, I know you're making the adjustment. I know you're loving the A-man, and glad to get you on to get some perspective about the Lions because you were there for a lot of years covering those teams. Thank you so much, man. We'll see you soon.
Hey, absolutely. Anytime.
Cool beans. And coming up in the Dog Report, there is a Georgia angle to the Lions game coming up with the Falcons on Friday.
Interesting stuff. Hey, man, coming up, yeah, man, no, man. We got a poll up about Penix playing, not playing. Day-Day will give you the latest on that. You can go vote at Dukes and Bell 929. It's Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dukes and Bale Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. We're going to talk more about what we saw at the scrimmage yesterday. It was, as Mike said, as live as it gets, as the goodest work that you could possibly get in. One-on-ones, one versus twos, two versus twos, and all that stuff. Also, Dog Report coming up. More on Mike Bobo as Kobe Young's receiving high praise from his offensive coordinator, and we're expecting big things from Kobe Young from the Dogs this year. And we'll hear from Braylon Trice in the 4 o'clock hour as he stopped by the morning shift. Again, I had a guy hit me up. He said, man, you guys are giving us a lot of these interviews from all these different guys. We said, yeah, because this is where you're going to get it. This exclusive, guys. You're not going to get all of these interviews anywhere else. And more importantly, I think it gives fans, Mike, an opportunity to hear from guys that maybe during the season they normally won't hear from. And hopefully some of the guys you hear from during camp ultimately have great years.
Right. Now, one of the guys that we're all pulling for because he was just a tough break, pardon the pun, Braylon Trice. We'll talk more about him coming up because, unfortunately, you know who Braylon Trice is looking up at right now on his side of edge rush? Jalen Walker and then Arnold Ebiketie. And then if you do throw him out there with some of the other dudes, you got James Pierce Jr. and Leonard Floyd. So it's just, it's like the worst possible year to have that injury because, obviously, with Jalen Walker falling to the Falcons at 15, you knew they weren't going to miss that opportunity. And here's a young man that may not have been the guy last year, and now we might not know.
Yeah, because we upgraded.
Literally, right? We did. Oh, he's just a dude, Mike. I still have high hopes for Braylon Trice.
I do, too.
That's the guy I'm pulling for.
Yeah, I do, too. All right, that's on the way in the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
From New Jersey, he's lived coast to coast. He gives rapid-fire questions to great youth coach motivators.
All right, guys, happy Thursday to everybody out there.
Is it Thursday? I've been lost this week.
I know, right?
I told Dede to start the show. It's like, man, without wings and a pitcher of beer,
I know, right?
I mean, the ambiance is so different.
Is that
different.
What you really miss?
a Maker's and Ginger, a double short glass? Yes, I think it adds to the occasion. Or in your thoughts?
I didn't know it was Thursday either, but for other reasons, yes. yes.
Not getting a lot of sleep. He's got. I mean, he's a baby maker.
Yeah, man. All right, so real quick, Carl alluded to it. We did put a poll up earlier at the beginning of the show. Hey, man, do you want Michael Penix to start in Friday's preseason game versus the Lions? Yeah, man, no, man. So a lot of votes, a lot of comments right now. No, man, 60%. So most people right now are saying, no, they don't want him to play. But looking at a lot of the comments, a lot of people are saying, like, yes. Like one Samir A says, if two of the top QBs, Mahomes and Burrow, have plan on playing snaps, then why can't we play our QB with three NFL starts? That's just one of the comments there. Mm. Three games last year does not make him a seasoned pro. Any series he gets in the preseason would have to better prepare him for the coming season. So,
yeah,
a lot of people, even though it's 60% saying no, a lot of the comments seem to be leaning towards wanting to see him get a little action.
Yeah, I mean, we said it this week. You know, you don't want to have him behind the backups. It'd be with the first team. And so if it's going to be for a series, you are getting more reps. I know that Brian McFadden, kind of, when I was talking to you and I were texting back and forth with him, saying, you know, we're doing a lot more 11-on-11. They did a lot last year. So if that's Coach Ross' style, and especially with this Titans scrimmage coming up, and that's the one I really can't wait, Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be out at Hooters Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes.
But can't wait to see what we look like going up against another team. I just think just for the experience of, yeah, they did a game, you know, simulation, mm-hmm. but to be in Mercedes-Benz against other guys, there's no way to substitute that. And if Andy Reid puts his guy in, and his guy's pretty darn good, and risking it with Patrick Mahomes, I think there's something to be said for that, yeah. for a guy who hasn't done what Andy Reid has done as a coach.
Yeah, there it is. All right, we'll keep you updated on how the poll rolls. All right, real quick, before we get into this game, I want to play a game.
Okay.
King of the Hill is back.
What? You're darn right.
I was watching the Braves. They were actually on Fox last night and saw a trailer. So they're back, but it's on Hulu apparently. So it's not.
I'm not paying extra for no TV, Bobby. Damn it, Bobby.
These are not reruns.
No, these are not. This is a brand new series. Okay. Series 14. Bobby is older and now a professional chef.
Wow. I heard that from Squidbelly when you're talking about this in practice. I can't wait to. I love King.
Yes, and Hank and Peggy apparently just got back from a Saudi Arabia hiatus.
Dale Gribble is the male of Arlen now. He won in like a 10-person race with like 9% of the vote.
That's awesome. What about Boomhauer?
Oh, well, all original voice actors are back.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Earnhardt died and want no NASCAR. Damn,
not Dale. I think Dale's passed away. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't watch that, no man.
He so did? Yeah, man, no
voice
man.
Voice actor for Dale passed
yeah.
away.
Yeah. But all the other original voice actors are back. Yeah, man, no man. Glad to return to Arlen, Texas.
Yeah. Look, King of the Hill, look, some of these shows, including The Simpsons, I got to throw The Simpsons in there, mm-hmm. were just, they're ahead of their time, man. And stuff that they were able to take on, you could do it because you didn't have real actors.
Right.
Right? And you could go places with these shows. Mike's right. There's not an episode I have not watched and laughed at. And I was a religious watcher when it first came out. Mm-hmm. First 4 or 5 seasons, I was always watching King of Hill. We had drops and all kind of stuff that we'd use from it.
Right.
But no, man, I did not know it was coming back. So, no, I'm interested. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mike, you in?
Yeah, man. Always, like, I love Mike Judge. I'm a huge fan of all his work.
He's really good.
And, you know, from Office Space and, you know, Idiocracy and everything else that he's been involved in. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, good
deal. Come on, Purse! I don't know you!
And they had a stock car. There was a NASCAR. We talked about it last week with Hank's face on the hood.
Yeah.
And all the characters down the side on the fender look great.
Yeah, man. All right, let's get to this game. All right, so I want to play Falcons word phrase association. You guys have had enough days, I believe, including the scrimmage yesterday, to kind of, you know, put your eyes on several players and just kind of, you know, get some good thoughts, right? So I'll say a word. Now, we can do it one of two ways, because obviously you guys may have the same name for each word. So we can give you both a turn on each word, or we can alternate however you guys want to do it.
All right, let's alternate. Let's alternate.
You want to alternate?
Yes, let's alternate.
All right, first word. Carl, you're up first.
All right.
Confidence.
Michael Penix.
Ooh, really?
Right.
Michael
really?
Penix.
Wow, that is a bold prediction, Cotton.
This guy, first presser, said, y'all saw we got the ball to MP today, didn't you?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of that.
Huh.
Confidence. Ooh. Y'all see what this kid said? We should be the best offense in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's not holding back from any of this, these expectations of what this can be. Mm-hmm. He's not running from this, Mike. Mm-hmm. And when I think confidence, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm thinking Michael Penix.
All right, Mike, you're up.
Dog. Bijan.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I could go Jesse Bates. I'll go Bijan.
Okay.
Know what I'm going to get? He is that guy. He's an alpha dog, too, because mm-hmm. Every day we told you at Hooters or wherever, yesterday it was Buffalo's, guys ask, how was practice? Bijan makes a cut. He's made this cut 100,000 times, and everybody falls for it, and the entire defense goes that way. So, dog. That's my dog.
All right. Here we go. Carl, energy.
James Pierce Jr.
Yeah.
James Pierce Jr. He has been in the middle of a lot of the stuff that we've talked about here over the last few weeks. Again, this is not we're not telling you he's going to be good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just hear us. When we talk about Pierce, we're talking about his intensity and energy that he's bringing, which we've had offensive linemen tell us that he's bringing a different energy to practice, which is helping guys.
Right.
That's who they're playing against. That's who they're going against every day. So, yeah, I'm going to go James Pierce Jr., man, energy.
All right. Mike, jury's still out.
Ooh.
Ooh. I know where you're going.
Well, you don't know.
I know where you're going.
I'm about to throw a curveball at you, all right?
Okay.
Jury's still out. Rook Aroro Ro.
I knew you was going there.
Yeah. I like him, but he's not – I mean, it's difficult to quantify the interior play.
I knew
because
it.
Of sometimes the team is blocking our view. Sometimes you just can't see. But I need more from Rook. I really need him to be – we talked about Bergeron. They moved up for him. He was one of the top 40 players in the league. He is. You know, that's what they believe when they drafted him in that class. They also feel the same way about Rook. Rook's got to prove it.
All right. Here we go. Carl, surprising.
Surprising.
Casey Washington.
Oh, wow. Okay.
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 Okay. He's not a household name. You guys, again, we talked about him last year. He has stepped in a role where Darnell Mooney's been out, and I think he's been the most visible playmaker of the guy. We talked about Shark. We talked about some of these other guys. He's been the most visible guy that has been able to make a flash for me and make plays and in real scrimmage time and, and even in 11-on-11 stuff that they're doing. So I would say Casey Washington. Again, don't know, Mike, if that translates to the season because we don't know an update on Darnell Mooney yet.
I mean, I like – if you could just – like no one can be Drake. There's only one Drake. But just the catch radius, I think that's some of the things that I've heard working on because he's a guy that was, what, six-rounder out of Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the speed element. And with Darnell Mooney still banged up and DJ Shark, to Carl's point, not really showing out, there's a great opportunity for Casey Washington.
All right, last one here. Mike, this one's on you.
Right.
We'll do their job.
We'll do their – oh, that's easy. The guards, Bergeron and Lindstrom.
Okay. Okay.
That's easy. Those guys are money. We'll do their job. And you said there, as in T-H-E-I-R, I will say Lindstrom and Bergeron, who both guys are just money. We've seen it at practice. Lindstrom, he can talk to you. You know, he gets on the field, he gets into character. And the character is a killer.
Yeah. All right, good deal. That is the game. Unfortunately, there's no prize at the end of this
week, what do we win?
But that is your Yeah Man No Man for Thursday.
It's a well-executed word association.
Yeah, look, and it's real because here's the thing, and if you're wondering, well, neither one of you guys said Pitts. I don't know if any of those words necessarily fit.
I mean, I could
Kyle
have
Pitts.
I could have perhaps used Pitts for Rupp, and I tried to freshen it up and go
Correct. Correct. Because I know some of you guys are like, y'all have, no, we're just again, word association. First thing that comes to my mind. But that's not to say Pitts is not having a good camp, because I think he is.
And the words that we said, what was it when he did the interview, and I said it a few times, you and I have talked about on air, off the air, is he loose or is he aloof?
He's loose.
Is he loose?
He's loose.
Or is he aloof?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Because the players love this guy. They got his back. You know, he makes a big play. Any catch he makes, everybody's dapping him up. They really the team heard the criticism, and they're behind this guy.
I'll tell you when I knew for sure. That I was kind of like, this is my thought. When I asked him about, does he hear the criticism, and he said, no, it's rat poison. And then we all laughed. Even when he walked up to us, and he's laughing because he knows who we are. He is loose. And that's when I knew, Mike. I mean, he's not taking himself too seriously, and I don't think he's taking this whole thing as far as, like, the pressure that's on him too seriously because he's got the guys backing him up. Good job, Day-Day. Great stuff with Yeah Man, No Man. Go vote on our poll, guys. It's up at Dukes and Bell 929, whether or not you want to see Penix. And we say this. Look, it's an argument that you can say, guys, it makes no sense to play him. Well, then I just say, well, why are all these other experienced coaches playing their guys? Why are all these experienced quarterbacks playing?
That's got to be something to be said for it, right?
Yeah. What is that about? So I just, again, I know we're not going to see him.
Not this week.
I know we're not going to see him this
week.
But
next week, now, but Rob may tell the media, I saw everything I needed to see.
When?
From Michael Penix Jr. in these scrimmage game type scenarios with the Tennessee Titans. Again, fans are not going to want to hear it, but that's where I bet you we're going to go.
All right. We've got a lot more to dive
Great
into.
Great job, Dave. We should make that a regular.
Fun. No. Word associations are always fun. I mean, unless it goes somewhere it shouldn't. Hey, man, we're going to talk dogs. Also, you're going to
hear... I say Armenian barber.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I say bad haircut. We're going to hear from Braylon Trice, who stopped by the morning shift. Also, Mike's got some guy talk coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Stay there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.